This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1796. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 21st, Albania, Australia, Biafra, Bolivia, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, France, Germany, Iran, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, South Africa, Spain, Tajikistan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The B-15 shortwave season begins Sunday, October 25th. This is 1 week before we go off daylight shifting in North America on November 1st, which as usual leads to a week of confusion. New shortwave schedules go into effect on the last Sunday in October. Many European signals move one UT hour later since they're going off DST, besides the general trend to lower frequencies in the Northern Hemisphere to propagate better during the northern winter. So we'll have several B-15 schedules to tell you about during this program. As always, the times I mention on World of Radio are in Universal Time. That's the worldwide standard in shortwave. Those of us who've been in shortwave for many years think in UT and don't have to do any conversion. But if you're new to the field, you must convert to local time as follows for North America. Once we go off DST on November 1st, subtract 5 hours in the Eastern Zone, 6 Central, 7 Mountain, 8 Pacific, and so forth. Radio Tirana, Albania has 2 half-hour English broadcasts 6 days a week. The 2100 UT broadcast, replacing 2000, is on 7465, mainly for Europe. But Eastern North America should be able to get it too, as it's in exactly the same direction. All the antennas are aimed in the same way toward Western Europe and North America. There's an Albanian broadcast to North America at midnight to 01 UT, also on 7465. Advanced planning led to 7425 being chosen for the other English broadcast at 0230. That is, except UT Mondays. However, I found there is some interference from a Cuban jammer on 7430, so I'm suggesting Tirana should use 7465 instead for that broadcast as well. Or maybe 7470, which would be further from the Big Sig from Miami on 7455. So try them all starting October 25th or October 27th. Alan Rowe has compiled the new B-15 schedule for Reach Beyond Australia, which is the successor to HCJB. They're adding more and more Asian languages, and only one English broadcast is now on the schedule. It's daily at 1445 to 16 UT on 15340, where they've already been in the A-15 season. But there used to be a number of English segments sprinkled throughout the other languages. The Nigerian state of Biafra continues to enjoy its own clandestine shortwave station, advocating secession from the rest of the country. Radio Biafra, as we've reported a number of times, it's between 18 and 20 UT on 15560. The transmitter site is believed to be Issoudun, France. However, it does not appear on any of the official schedules. And it does not appear either in the B-15 schedule, but until we know otherwise, we'll assume it continues on the same time and frequency. It's been reported this week by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, October 15th from 1834 to 1855, with pop and rap African music without any breaks. But there were some songs referring to Biafra. Also reported by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania in the NASFA flash sheet on October 18th from 1948 to 2025. He says a man announcer was hosting a program of telephone calls from listeners in English. But hard to understand, the announcer asked listeners to identify themselves and where they were calling from. It this stayed on past the usual close down of 20 UT, still at 2025, so either a change in schedule or the usually efficient Isidun engineers let the program continue. It was a port of fair signal, but largely difficult to make out content except at certain peaks. Well, they may have let it run late because it often starts late. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, for instance, on October 20th, says there was open carrier dead air from 1800 until 1816, and finally a live program in English started at 1817. Furthermore, just in from Jose Miguel Romero is breaking news dated October 21st from NigeriaMasterWeb.com. One of their news sources headlined, Radio Biafra Director Yet to Be Released. IPOB Directorate of State Hold Emergency Meeting. Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, director of clandestine Radio Biafra and leader of the Radio Biafra faction of Indigenous People of Biafra, which is somehow abbreviated IPOB, is yet to be released from the Nigerian Department of State Services, DSS, detention because he has not met conditions of the court bail granted him. Kanu was on October 19th secretly arraigned by the DSS at Abuja Municipal Court Magistrate, where he was granted bail in the sum of 2 mega naira, or with a surety of 2 mega naira, with a civil servant of grade level 16, whatever that means. But he is still to meet the conditions of his bail and remains in detention. The Human Rights Initiative, Council of Elders, is the other faction of IPOB. Radio Biafra was part of this IPOB until Kanu broke away to register his own IPOB, which is now organizing protests for his release from detention. Clandestine Radio Biafra, contrary to claims by NBC of jamming it, still broadcasts on satellite TV dubbed Biafra Television, Internet FM, AM, and shortwave, which they claim covers most of Africa and beyond. Nnamdi Kanu, the director, on their website says, the shortwave radio is a nuclear warhead. So it should be even more interesting to listen to if we can. Apparently still continuing while he's detained. 18 to 20 UT on 15560. However, here in deep North America, I've had little luck hearing it. Brandon Jordan near Memphis, Tennessee, has made some gleanings from overnight Wind Radio G33 DDC Excalibur Pro recordings. Some very nice examples of transmitter sunrise enhancement from Latin America. He's done this for several Andean countries, as well as Brazil. Here are his results on October 20th for Bolivia. Having made these recordings, of course, he could go back and check and make observations of exactly when stations come on the air, which would be hard to do by tuning around live. On 6134.83, Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, came on at 0904 with a Santa Cruz song. At 0900 UT exactly, Radio San Miguel Riveralta cut on the air in mid-song on 4699.92. It slowly strengthened to a peak at 0940, but modulation was light. Radio Pio XII in Siglo XX came on at 1025 on 5952.41, but only for a few minutes. It was in Spanish, light music, but the transmitter dropped off abruptly at 1029 after the audio having been muffled. This may explain why I've not been hearing it lately in the evenings. And one more he monitored coming on in the morning from Bolivia. Radio Patria Nueva La Paz, 6024.97, came on at 0824. The frequency was exactly 6025, but quickly drifted down until stabilizing on 6024.975. And it strengthened by 0940, despite Cuban jammer noise from 6030. Still heard at 1000. And here's a way out of band Bolivian, 5580 Radio San Jose. We haven't seen reported in quite a while. I've not heard even a carrier, although I've checked for it now and then after midnight or 01 UT. The power is only 250 watts, says WRTH, but Claudio Galas in Chile has a tentative log of it October 20th at 2350. He was getting a carrier with low modulation, a masculine voice, and a lot of fading. However, if it's a broadcaster on that frequency, it's probably the source. There is one other way out of band Andean to check for on 5460 Radio Bolivar in Peru. All ears were on Canada Monday, October 19th for election results, such as the two CBC stations near 6160. Ron Howard in California reminded us to check those and reported that unusually, as you would expect, they were live and in parallel, making a slight echo against each other between Vancouver and Newfoundland. That is, until they split apart at 0337 UT October 20th. Horacio Negro in Uruguay points out the Conservative Party, which lost, is the one with no interest in funding more money to Radio Canada or the CBC. Brian Flynn in Pennsylvania says incoming Prime Minister Trudeau pledged to restore to CBC the $100 mega-dollar cut from its budget over the past several years by Harper and Company. Time will tell. John Filiozzi in New York says the Liberal platform did have something to say about protecting and promoting Canadian cultural life and institutions, including the CBC. It promised a significant boost in the CBC's budget. Of course, promises and follow-through are two different things. Previous Liberal governments were only slightly less disdainful of the CBC, but one can always be hopeful that Trudeau is a different sort of Liberal in this respect. Keep in mind that even if the budget cuts are ended and increases are in the offing, CBC management, which has not distinguished itself as forward-looking, is the entity that will be setting priorities for that spending. I think it's unrealistic to think that RCI will be revived, especially on shortwave. But a new commitment to CBC radio overall would not be unwelcome. Especially if you tune around beyond the shortwave broadcast bands, it's hard not to hear Cuban number stations around North America because they're using extremely strong transmitters. As we've long suspected, the ones shared with Radio Havana Cuba, 100 or even 250 kilowatts. Although, of course, no confirmation is forthcoming about that. But the programming can be rather boring. Here's an exception. Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing one of those babblers from Cuba on 6529 Upper Sideband, October 18th at 1304. He says a fair signal with marble mouth Spanish live number strings. I haven't heard one of these here in ages. I hesitate to waste any time on this, but here goes for what it's worth. The B-15 English schedule from Radio Cairo, Egypt. The three sesquihour broadcasts to North America and Europe are registered as follows. At 2115 UT on 9800 or 9900. At 2300 still on 9965. And at 02 UT on 9315 or 9860. I hesitated because, of course, Radio Cairo fails to modulate or modulate adequately. However, the 9315 frequency has been totally inaudible and apparently off the air recently. More about the reactivated Equatorial Guinea on 5005, we mentioned last week, being heard in the evening, but it's also on the air in the morning. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reported Hardcore DX that he was hearing it signing on approximately 0500 UT on frequencies slightly above 5005, like 0.02 or 0.05. This was on October 13th, 14th, and 15th, and 16th, and it faded out by 0545. So I tried for it and found a just barely audible carrier on the appropriate frequency, slightly above 5005. Far too weak to get any modulation, but I'm sure that's must be what it was. There were earlier reports that this was coming on before 0500, like 0425 or 0430, which would be better propagationally for all concerned, since sunrise at the site is around 0500. It's also worth keeping an ear on the other Equatorial Guinea frequency, which has been off the air for about 4 years, but might be reactivated to from the other city, Malabo, 6250. Oh, I should point out that I was not getting any signal at 05 on 5005 on Saturday or Sunday, but I was on Monday. So that schedule may apply to weekdays only. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 1796. Our thanks this week for financial support from Brian Scott Gamble, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. That will not only help support this program, World of Radio, but our information-laden website, worldofradio.com. Jean-Michel Aubier in France informed us that Radio France International will begin broadcasts in Manding from October 19th. According to HFCC registrations, at 08 to 08:30 on 15455 and 12 to 12:30 on 21620 via the Issoudun site in France. Now, he spells it M-A-N-D-I-N-G. This led to quite a discussion about the proper name for this language in English. It is also referred to as Mandinka. There are many different dialects spoken in different parts of West Africa, and Kai Ludwig suggests that it's the same as what we call Bambara, a language also launched recently by the Voice of America in March of 2013. Ivo Ivanov reports hearing this new service October 19th with strong signals on the frequencies mentioned, and will remain the same in the B season. Wolfgang Büschel has the new B-15 schedule of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at least tentative registrations. Here's the English portion for 1 hour at 0320, the Voice of Justice for North America on 7325 and 9710. At 1020, 17560 and 21510. At 1520, 11940 and 13785. At 1920, 6040, 7425, 13735, and 15460. We also note that the extensive, almost 24-hour Arabic service using a single transmitter in Zahedan will no longer be on 9420, which has been variable, causing a heterodyne to Greece until midnight 30 UT. That long transmission, starting at 1700, is moving to 6060. We're waiting to see which frequency Radio New Zealand International chooses to replace 6170, starting at 13 UT. Covering all the bases, they've made duplicate registrations in HFCC for both 5950 and 9700. We'd prefer the higher one. NBC Papua New Guinea update from Ron Howard in California. About 3260 NBC Madang, October 19th. It was heard at 1140 UT, but went off about 1218 after being silent since early this year. It was unusable at tune in, but slowly improved. The usual news in English seemed to be on at 1200. There was an open carrier on both 3275 Southern Highlands and 3365 Milne Bay. So NBC Madang was the strongest NBC station with some audio. He thanks Hiroyuki Kamatsuwara in Japan for an alert about this. It was nice to have three NBC stations on the air again at the same time. However, on October 20th, Madang was off the air from 3260 by 1216, and on October 21st he was hearing it from 1155 till closing at 1210, when it was just above threshold level. There was also an open carrier again on 3275 and 3365. As for the non-NBC station Montauk Radio Light, a quick check on October 19th at 14:07, when the frequency was clear of China, found no signal from Wantok Radio Light. CRI is back on 7325 before 14UT in Japanese with a strong signal. Here is a Peruvian I've not seen reported for a while from Claudio Galas in Chile. Radio Andina 4995, October 19th at 2351, with notices about the city of Huancayo in Spanish and also in Quechua, with attention to organizations dedicated to rural development. He gives it a pretty good simple reading, but there was interference from radio teletype. From Simonstown, South Africa, Graham Bell tells us, for DXers trying to hear elusive South African medium wave stations, a new one is up and running since the start of October with a pop rock format. It's Magic 828. Using AM is not ideal, but I think it should do well with its targeted audience. It's a 25 kilowatt transmitter near Cape Town, the same location as 567 Cape Talk. Also coming, but not yet on the air, is LM Radio on 702 kHz from Johannesburg, harping back to the old Lorenzo Marx Mozambique station. Radio Exterior de España, originally scheduled on 17715, shifted to 17710, reported by John Cooper, Pennsylvania, in the NASA flash sheet as early as September 28th, and also noted here on October 16th at 19UT. However, by October 20th, Manuel Mendez in Spain and I noted they had gone back again to 17715. Not clear why the changes back and forth. I see in the B-15 schedule they have duplicate registrations for 17715 and 11940. It has to be one or the other. Likewise, the North American frequency has duplicate registrations for 17855, which they've been using during the A season, and 9690. So it could be 17855 will continue a while longer. We would certainly find it preferable. That's between, well, the hours shift 1 hour later in the B season, 19 to 23 UT, extended earlier starting at 15 UT on weekends. Manuel Mendez also forwards a notice from Radio Mi Amigo, presumably originating in Spain but transmitted from Germany, that they're wanting listeners to report which frequency works better for their daily 19 to 20 Central European Time broadcast. That is 17 UT, soon shifting to 18 UT in the B season. 3985 and 6005. From 19 to 23 October, they've been using both. Regarding the BBC Uzbek relay via Tajikistan on 4790 for half an hour at 13 UT, I've been barely hearing, and I mentioned last week, Wolfgang Büschel used a remote receiver in Tokyo and found that he could also hear some jamming, which I do not, but it was not CNR1 or Firedrake, instead white noise scratching jamming, which is another method used by the Chi-Com. Here's B-15 English from Radio Thailand, not many changes, still on 9390 for four of their broadcasts, 12:30 to 13, 14 to 14:30, 19 to 20, and 20:30 to 20:45. The European broadcast at 05:30 to 6 will be on 17640, and as usual, the so-called North American service, including English at midnight to 1 and 02 to 02:30, moves from 15590, which has been inaudible for us, to 13745. We can only hope that Radio Havana Cuba will stop blasting away on 13740. From HFCC, we have the English schedule for Voice of Turkey in the B-15 season. As usual, all broadcasts move 1 UT hour later, as if going off daylight time in Turkey should have any impact on listeners abroad. And the frequency changes are quite predictable, too, just about the same as last winter, but here they are. Broadcast lasts approximately 45 minutes. At 23 to North America, 5960. At 04 to North America, 9655. And to elsewhere, 7240. At 1330, 12035. at 1730, 11730, at 1930, 6050, and at 2130, 9610. Stand by for confusion about World of Radio times because of the new season and the DST shift in North America 1 week later. What usually happens on WRMI is the 9955 broadcasts move one UT hour later, while those on the other frequencies stay at the same UT, although we don't have that confirmed as yet for this season. That's starting Sunday, November 1st. Also for WBCQ, World of Radio times should shift one UT hour later than before. World Radio Network schedules have been issued, including for North America, showing the time shift there effective October 25th, which is a week before we actually change our clocks. The World of Radio times to North America for the B season are Saturdays at 18:30 UT and Mondays at 02:30. To Africa, Asia, and Pacific, only Mondays at 02:30. And to Europe, Saturdays at 10:00 UT. Hamburger Local Radio makes its change on October 25th, which means that as of October 31st, World of Radio on 7265 compatible USB on Saturdays will be at 07:30 and 15:30. It seems the repeats on Wednesdays at the same time are still suspended. New programming on WBCQ, Wednesday nights, UT Thursday, starting at 0100 on 7490, more or less. Hal Turner is back after an absence of many years serving prison time, explaining how he was unjustly convicted of exercising free speech. And at the very same time, on 9330 CUSB on WBCQ, there's a new Mennonite radio hour originating in Oklahoma City. But it's not your standard preaching. For instance, they mix readings from the Torah with tango music, as I heard around 0130. On 9975 variable, KVOH is scheduled with Mutual Radio News at 01, 02, and 03 UT. However, we're no longer hearing anything by that name, but instead so-called True News. Ray Robinson explains what's happened. It seems Leo Ashcroft, who ran Mutual Radio News, no relation to the original Mutual, has turned the whole operation over to True News as of September 28th. There was no notification to affiliates other than a posting on Facebook. I suspect Clear Channel 1200 San Antonio WOAI has been operating on reduced power this week, since it's been no stronger than interference from WAMB in Nashville or KFNW in North Dakota. Voice of Vietnam makes its usual winter shift for English to North America. 12005 has not been propagating reliably, as usual in October, for the 01 or 0230 broadcast from Wolverton, UK. That's being replaced by 6175, while the third English broadcast at 0330 remains via WHRI, also on 6175. The propagation outlook from Boulder, Germanic field mostly quiet to unsettled, but from November 3rd to 14th, unsettled to minor to major storm levels, with ANK indices peaking at 50 and 6 on November 3rd, 40 and 6 on November 4th, 25 and 5 on November 5th and 9th. Solar flux dropping from 120 October 24th to 80 November 2nd to 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1796.